Hello and welcome. This file is called Mental Castration. And for this file, you need a string that you wear either around your wrist or your ankle. And after listening to this file, for as long as you are wearing this string, you will be mentally castrated. You will feel all the positive, beneficial effects of being castrated. You will be sexually passive, very receptive, and you will be calm and pacified in your normal life. The difference is, you can cut the string off at any time. Now, if this is something you like to experience, make sure that you won't be disturbed for the duration of this file. Get yourself into a nice and comfortable position where you can easily let go and relax. Lay back, close your eyes. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Focus on my voice and let's begin. And now, with your eyes closed, imagine that you're at some beautiful tropical beach. That's right. Just visualize yourself on a wonderful beach, far away from all stress, all responsibilities, all the everyday things. Just a wonderful vacation. And as you walk along this warm beach, maybe you feel the warm sun on your skin. Maybe you feel a light breeze, feeling the warm sand under your feet as you relax more and more. You hear the waves rushing in, the sound of the water, and you just enjoy this wonderful, beautiful beach. And you know how it feels to walk in warm sand, how your feet sink into the sand with every step, making your entire body feel so heavy, so tired, so relaxed. You walk down to the water and sit down at the waterline, sitting there, looking at the waves rushing in and receding, every wave relaxing you a little bit more. And now I like you to imagine that I'm there with you, and I'm using a stick to write the number 10 into the wet sand in front of you. And as you look at the number, another wave comes rushing in. And as the water recedes, the number is gone from the sand, erased from the sand. And you find that you feel a little bit more relaxed, a little bit heavier, calmer, more peaceful. And I write the number 9 into the sand in front of you. And you look at it, feel it pulling you down into a deeper trance as the next wave comes rushing in and erases it from the sand, from your mind, relaxing you a little bit more, making you feel so heavy. And as I draw the number 8 into the sand in front of you, you think about it a little bit. What's going on with you? What's happening every time I write a number and the wave erases it? You feel heavier, go deeper, you relax more and more, as if the wave, the warm water, washes through your mind, erasing all of your stress, washing away all the tension. As it erases the number in the sand, and as you see the next wave washing the number away, you feel it washing away your stress, washing away all your cares, sinking deeper. And I write the number 7 into the sand, and you you watch in your peaceful and relaxed state as the water flows over it and flows higher, gently flowing around your feet. You realize the tide is coming in. It feels so warm, so comfortable. You feel completely relaxed, peaceful, with nothing to do, nothing to think about, just relaxing, enjoying this amazing beach. And as the water recedes, you feel so sleepy, so drowsy. All your cares are so far away. You lazily watch as I draw the number 6 into the sand, the number barely registering on your mind. All you know is that you will go even deeper with the next wave. You feel it flowing around your feet and your legs. The water is so warm and soft, making you so relaxed, so sleepy. The sensation is so wonderful, so amazing, that you're barely aware of the water receding, nor do you take any notice of the 5 that I draw into the sand in front of you. You're completely and deeply lost in this peaceful, sleepy state of mind, barely able to keep your eyes open as the next wave flows around your legs, erasing the number, erasing all stress, relaxing you more and more, deeper and deeper. And I draw the number 4 into the sand. And when the wave comes, relaxing you even more, washing around your legs, the warm water makes your entire body so heavy, makes you feel so sleepy, so comfortable, so wonderful, that you just lay back, lay down into the warm sand, closing your eyes. And as the water recedes, you sink down deep into a relaxing and comfortable sleep. And you only hear me drawing the number 3 into the sand. And the next wave washes around your entire body, up your legs, around your arms, your torso. The water is so warm, so soft, relaxing you, washing away all your cares, all your stresses, taking you deeper and deeper. And as the wave recedes, you slip deeper into trance, fading away more and more, letting go, sinking down, and only a small part of your mind is still aware that I draw the number 2 into the sand. You're only looking forward to the next wave, to the warm water, relaxing you, calming you, helping you to feel heavier, to sink deeper, to let go even more, feeling it, feeling the warm water, relaxing you down, taking you down. And as the wave recedes, you're so deep, so heavy, you feel so peaceful, comfortable. You don't even think about the number I'm drawing into the sand. The next wave relaxes your entire body, letting go, so deep, so comfortable, free of cares, free of worries, free of thoughts, just relaxing on this wonderful beach. And as the wave recedes, you feel so wonderful, so heavy, not even thinking about the numbers at all. And the next wave rushes in, erasing the 0 from the beach,
flowing around your body and gently picking you up as you float on the warm, soft water as it recedes, carrying you out to the sea, gently carrying you. The water is so warm, feels so wonderful as you float out to the sea, further and further, and you feel completely safe. You know you are safe. You know that it will just help you to relax more and more as you drift out further and further, feeling so good, so safe, so peaceful. And now that you drifted out quite a bit, now let your body become even heavier, and you will know that you can easily breathe. Even underwater, you will easily breathe and you will be completely safe. So allow your body to become heavy, so heavy that you begin to sink down, sinking down under the surface. See the bright light shining through the surface, the light dancing, silvery light dancing through the water as you sink down. And as you sink down, you feel heavier, more and more isolated, more and more within yourself, isolated from the rest of the world. And the deeper you sink, the stronger these sensations become, feeling isolated, at peace, alone with yourself and in yourself. All there is my voice. As you begin to sink down, enjoying the light dancing under the surface, the rays of light distorted by the waves, dancing, playing all around you. As you look, this wonderful, fascinating play of light that calms your thoughts, that relaxes you deeper and deeper as you drift down further and further, letting go, drifting down. And as you sink deeper, you're passing through a school of fish, a big school of fish that plays with you, floating around you, changing and shifting as they change the direction. And it's a beautiful sight to behold. As you look at the fish, as you try to discern the pattern, you realize it's much easier to just let go, to just stop thinking and enjoy the beauty of the experience. As you sink further and further, the fish following you for a little while, playing with you, dancing with you, as you gently sink downward, further and further, and the light from the surface slowly begins to dim down, your surroundings becoming darker and darker, and you feel completely safe, protected, isolated by the darkness. You feel so peaceful because you know this is time for yourself, time to enjoy a little vacation, a little time to spend just for you. As you sink down, 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 the light becoming dimmer and dimmer, surroundings darker and darker, as you gently drift down into peace, into relaxation, feeling so calm, so heavy, so wonderful. And then, as you sink down into deeper darkness, you hear the song of a whale. You hear the whale song. And it's strange. It's not just the sound you hear. You feel it. every single sound vibrating through your body, resonating within your body, making you feel even calmer, even more peaceful, relaxing you more and more, like a gentle massage. The whale sings, your body resonates, massaging you, calming you, relaxing you further and further, making you feel more and more heavy, more and more relaxed, so peaceful, so wonderful, as you let go, sinking down, drifting down, relaxing, letting go of your mind, and just enjoying this heavy, wonderful sensation in your body as you sink down deeper and deeper, the darkness around you growing, still the wonderful whale song playing through your body, relaxing you, only slowly fading away as you sink deeper and deeper and ever deeper down, letting go, sinking into darkness, drifting down, floating down, so heavy, so warm, so peaceful, and it's so dark around you. The only light you can see as the whale songs slowly fade away are some friendly, glow-in-the-dark fish around you. Their bioluminescence, their light, is the only indication that you're still sinking deeper and deeper, further and further down into trance, letting go more and more. As you pass even those fish and sinking further and further down, closer to the ground, deeper and deeper, and as even those fish fade from your vision and you're in deep darkness, you feel a warmth around you as you near the ground of the ocean, close to a hot underwater source, and the warmth envelops you and you float in this warmth, your descent stopping. You just float in a bubble of warm water, relaxing your body even more, even deeper, completely isolated, deep below the sea, alone, alone with yourself, in a deep, wonderful trance. That's right.
And now that you are so deep and so relaxed, just drifting along in a deep and peaceful trance, focused only on my voice and sinking deeper and deeper and ever deeper with every word I say, now it's time to change you a little bit. But don't worry, it's just temporary. Right now you should be wearing a length of string either around your wrist or your ankle, and after this file and for as long as you are wearing this piece of string, you will be mentally castrated. That's right. Of course, deep inside you will still know that you still have your balls, and yet the string will neutralize all the effects, all the mental effects you have from your balls, and making you mentally castrated, giving you all the benefits of being castrated until you cut off that string. Now, before we begin, we are going to make sure that you will always be safe, because if at any point during this experience someone really tries to take advantage from your state, tries to take advantage from your mental castration, you will find that your subconscious mind will immediately and instantly revert yourself to your normal self, so that you can take care of the situation at hand, even if you're still wearing the string. And I want this to be a positive experience for you. So if at any point someone really tries to take advantage of you, or anything else happens that could have real negative effects on you, you will instantly and automatically revert back to your normal self, so that you always know you're safe. And because you always know you're safe, it will be easy for your subconscious mind to accept all my suggestions, so you can really experience being mentally castrated. That's right. Now there's one more safety. If you are not wearing a string right now, you will find that none of my suggestions will have any effect on you. That's right. This file will only work if you are wearing the string. And now, it's time to begin. Just focus on the sensation of that string around your wrist or ankle. Just feel it. Maybe visualize it. You just put it on so you know exactly how it looks like. And this string, and while you think about the string, think about the power that this simple little piece of string will have over you. Because this string will keep you mentally castrated for as long as you're wearing it. That's right. And maybe you can already feel the effects. Maybe you can already feel the magic of the string castrating you in your mind. And I'm sure you know what's happening with your mind once you're castrated. It will calm and pacify you like nothing you have ever experienced. That's right. The lack of testosterone means that you will become so calm, so passive. And of course, this is especially true for your sexuality. That's right. You will find that while you're wearing this string, you have lost all your predatory instinct. That's right. While you are wearing this string, you will never sexually pursue anyone. You will never be sexually aggressive. You will never be dominant. Oh no. While you are wearing this string, you will find that your sexuality is muted and changed, because you're not completely asexual. You love to receive any sexual attention. But that's the thing. You're not acting anymore. While you are wearing the string, you are the one being acted upon. You will be incredibly passive. You will be receptive. You will be open for the pleasures of other people. You will rather be fucked by someone else than doing the fucking yourself. It's just the way it is once you're castrated, and you will find that this deep sexual passivity will be the most dominant change in you. That's right. You will find that all your sexual aggressiveness has simply melted away, and as soon as you are wearing the string, it will stay gone. You will be completely passive, completely receptive, never aggressive, never initiating anything, just receiving, just going along, being passive and receptive. And that's what you are, as long as you wear the string. There's nothing you can do about it. Whenever you try to be sexually aggressive, you will find that it just instantly zaps you. That's right. What you might fantasize about or think about how sexually aggressive you were, and you might even try to be sexually aggressive, but you will find that as soon as you interact with someone and try to be sexually aggressive, it will just instantly burn through the little testosterone you have. That's right. You will use it up within a second or two, and then you will stay there feeling completely drained, feeling completely passive, completely unable to carry on being sexually aggressive, because just trying to be sexually aggressive will have drained you completely and totally. That's right. And yet, these changes are not just limited to your sexuality. Oh no. You will find that in your normal everyday life, you will become much calmer, much, much calmer. All your aggressiveness has just melted away, and it will stay gone for as long as you're wearing the string. You will be very passive. You will be very meek, very quiet. That's right. And it doesn't really matter if you're normally loud or even obnoxious. If you're an alpha dog, it doesn't matter. Because once you're castrated, you are passive, you are calm, you are quiet. You will hold back, you will stay in the background, and there's nothing you can do about it. Because as long as you are wearing the string, you are mentally castrated, and you will feel the effects. You will simply be calm and pacified. You will never start a fight. You will be just in the background, quiet, peaceful, maybe even a little bit meek. That's right. And of course you will find that when you're castrated, that it's incredibly easy to control you. Oh yes, it will be so easy for anyone to manipulate you or to just order you around. Of course, I always want you to be safe, so you will never do anything that could really harm or hurt you. And you will be able to put up some minimal resistance. But otherwise, you are castrated, you are pacified, you are calm and obedient. Your testosterone level is so low, and you just go along with anything anybody tells you. Because it's so incredibly hard to try to fight it. It's so incredibly hard to try to talk back to anyone. You are so calm and so peaceful, and it just feels good to obey. That's right. It's so easy to just go along, to just obey whatever anyone tells you to do. Because you're so passive, you're so meek, you're so quiet. It's just what's happening to you once you've castrated. And you know you will be mentally castrated for as long as you are wearing the string. As long as you're wearing the string, there's nothing you can do about it. You will be trapped in a state of mind. You will be mentally castrated. You will be incredibly passive, sexually speaking. You're receptive. You're never aggressive. And whenever you try to be sexually aggressive in any way, it will instantly just zap your energy and leave you even more passive, even more receptive, even more submissive, even easier to control. That's right. And even outside your sexuality, you will stay in this calm, pacified, peaceful, quiet, meek mindset because you are castrated. And even if you know you're only mentally castrated, you will feel the effects. You will know it. You will know the string around your body will completely neutralize all the effects of your balls. That's right. Maybe even so much so that you will find it impossible to get hard. Because let's be serious, once you're castrated, you will never want to be that sexually aggressive. You will never want to fuck anyway. So you might even find that it's going to be impossible to get hard while you are castrated. That's right. And now, it's almost time to wake you back up, so you can experience being mentally castrated. But before I wake you up, just think about it for a moment. Think about why you're doing it. Maybe for whom you are doing this. And just decide that you want to experience this trigger, knowing it will only stay with you for as long as you are wearing the string, so that you will always be safe. Just decide it right now. And feel the string. Feel it gaining this power over you. Feel how the string is just canceling out your balls, completely neutralizing all their effects, completely canceling them out for as long as you wear it. And now it's time to wake you back up again. And I'm going to count up from 1 to 10. And when I reach 10, you will be wide awake, alert, awake, aware, feeling refreshed and wonderful and full of energy. Now let's begin. 1. Slowly coming back. 2. More and more awake. 3. More and more alert. 4. As you come back further and further. 5. Halfway there, or so, alert, awake, aware. 6. Your muscles build up tension again. 7. Pulse, breathing, blood pressure. All of your vital signs are normalizing. And 8. Take a deep breath in with me now. And let it out. And wiggle your toes, wiggle your fingers, completely waking up. And 9. Stretch yourself. Enjoy this wonderful state for just a moment longer as you completely wake up, ready to open your eyes with the next number. And 10. Wide awake, alert, awake, aware. Welcome back. As usual, I appreciate all kind of feedback, thoughts, suggestions, comments, whatever comes to mind. Feel free to contact me via my site or write feedback for this file. If you enjoy my work and like to support me, check out my Patreon. Thank you for listening and goodbye.